Romelu Lukaku is going the opposite way to Wayne Rooney down the M62. Manchester United have agreed that deal to a man who has a foot in both camps now, then the Everton and the United camps. It's Mickey Thomas. Hello, Mickey.
How are you, Paul? How are you?
Good, thank you. Yeah, thanks for coming on. Let's just talk about Rooney first of all. Mm-hmm. He might not have been the Rooney we all know recently, but do you think he's still a good signing for Everton?
Oh, I think he's a great signing for Everton. I really do. I've watched him over the last 13 years. He's been an incredible player for Manchester United. Of course, the last year or so hasn't been good for Wayne. He's not played much football. But I think he'll get more opportunity at Everton. I'm sure Koeman's brought him to play on a regular basis. And Everton will benefit from him with his experience. And he's a big game player, can win your games. There's no question he will be a yard quicker this season coming. I really believe that.
Yeah, I mean, you obviously saw United and him a lot last season. Do you think, in your opinion, should he have got more game time than he did?
Well, that was obviously down to the manager. Obviously, he was frustrated with that. But I have to say, you know, he looked after himself. You know, I watched him in training on a few occasions. You know, he was obviously disappointed. But I think the bigger picture now is that the future's set up for him. You know, he could have gone and got more money in China, could have gone anywhere. But there's only one move for him, and it was obviously Everton. And I think whatever's gone before about last season, forget about that. You look forward now, and I think Wayne Rooney's going to do that.
And United fans, you know, now he's gone. I mean, he's obviously the record goal scorer at the club. Do the fans hold him in high regard? Will they look back very fondly at Wayne Rooney's time?
Well, I think the real Manchester United fan would have high regard for him. There's no question about that. You know, you get one or two disliked him because he asked for a move with Sir Alex Ferguson. But what he's done for that football club, what he's achieved in second to none, you know, the trophies he's got, he's won everything in the game. As you mentioned before, they're top goal scorer, nearly 400 games. So, you know, you can't mock that stat. He has been a wonderful player. I've got great memories of him. He scored spectacular goals for United, one against Newcastle. I remember that one, West Ham away, you know, City in a derby game. You know, he is top draw. He just needs a little bit more, you know, I think understanding that he has to play on a regular basis. He said it, he loves football. You know, it's not about the money for him. He's wealthy enough. He just wants to play football. And where better place for him than Goodison Park?
Where would you play him, Mickey?
I still play him up front. I think he's a goal threat. I mean, people say now when he's getting on, he's 31, etc., push him back a little bit. Maybe be up behind the front, what striker you got there. But I just think maybe a little bit further forward, where he can score goals. You know, he has got that knack of doing that. He has the ability. So I think if you're going to benefit from Wayne Rooney, you know, play him in that forward position.
And to the signing of Romelu Lukaku for United, are you happy with that and are you happy with the fee?
Well, I think obviously money is irrelevant in today's football and modern game. You know, it's a big fee, of course it is, but obviously he comes with a great reputation in contribution on that football pitch in scoring terms. He's an exceptional talent, so we have to believe he's going to get the goals. You know, people call him Maze. I've watched him against Everton last year, the season before, and I said to a few Everton fans after, he plays that lone striker role, which is not, you know, it's very difficult to play on your own, you know, and obviously calling mates, but I think he was a great player for Everton, you know, in terms of scoring goals. But his overall game for me, I don't think you should question it. I think he did well for Everton.
Yeah, I mean, he gets accused of being a flat-track bully, doesn't he, because his goal record against the top sides isn't that great. Having said that, United's problem was scoring against the lesser teams, wasn't it?
So. That's right, they couldn't convert. Obviously, many games last year, Stoke, Crystal Palace, they couldn't finish him off. And as I said, he is a natural goal scorer. You know, he's looking forward to it. I think he'll settle in very, very quickly. You know, one or two players. And I think it's been a good deal for both clubs. I really believe that. You know, obviously, £75 million, I should say, for him is a lot of money. But forget about that. What he can do on the football pitch, that's the most important thing.
And in terms of next season, what will Mourinho be targeting? Will he be going, you know, is it a realistic prospect to be going for the title, do you think?
Well, I think a manager mentioned that I'd always go for the big trophies, obviously the Champions League and the Premier League title. That is a priority, that's for sure. The same as Everton now. Everton obviously got good additions. You know, they'll be very powerful next season, Everton. I really believe that. And, you know, if they hit the ground running, Everton, you know, could make that top four.